Jerry Bader Show, 9:53. We're moving on from the conversation about converting barns into wedding venues. It's a fascinating debate, and I think, by the way, I'll get Jason's temperature on this. One of the best hours of calls we've had in a hell of a long time. I thought just excellent points, but and I'm going to say his last name because a lot of people know that was Dick Colts who called. And Dick is a good friend and a tremendous human being, by the way. And I agree with everything he said with a huge yeah, but you still got to follow the rules. I mean, that's my point. This is a story, and I think I can say this accurately, designed to scare the hell out of you. It appeared in yesterday's Washington Post. I'm not saying I'm trying to scare the hell out of you. I am suggesting that Rachel Feltman, writing of the... is it Washington Post? Hang on. I think this is the Washington Post. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Washington Post. Rachel Feltman trying to scare the hell out of you. They did an experiment at MIT. Now, you know how you hear, right? A lot of people think of your ears as speakers. They're not speakers. Your ears are microphones. You know that, right, Jason? You being in radio. Your ears are microphones. Microphones work the way your ears do. You have your eardrum and sound vibrates. Everybody knows this, right? Or most people know that's how your ears work. That's the way early microphones work. Later, more contemporary ones work a little differently. Feltman. Jason's trying to look up the author of this. Yep, Washington Post. Yeah, you've got the story right there. But this is a story about how the way your ears, your eardrum vibrates, and that makes sound, right? Researchers at MIT discovered that from across the room, your voice rattles a potato chip bag. In other words, a potato chip bag vibrates to the sound of your voice from across the room. Now, that might just seem like an interesting little tidbit, right? Well, I didn't know it worked that way. That the sound waves from my voice could actually rattle a potato chip bag from across the room. What would be your obvious next question? So what? They can use an algorithm to actually hear. They can reconstruct and use that as a microphone. Now, it's not perfect by any stretch, but it makes distinct vibrations on a bag of potato chips the way it does on your eardrum, said Abe Davis, a grad student in electrical engineering and computer science at MIT and first author on the paper. But the movement is tiny, sometimes as small as thousandths of a pixel on video. So with today's digital video, they can capture it where otherwise you wouldn't have been able to. Let's see. Studying the vibrations caused by sound was a logical next step, but getting intelligible speech out of the analysis was surprising. The results are certainly impressive and a little scary. In one example, shown in a compilation video, a bag of chips is filmed from 15 feet away through soundproof glass. The reconstructed audio of someone reciting "Mary Had a Little Lamb" in the same room as the chips isn't crystal clear, but the words being said are possible to decipher. Yes. I think this is terrifying. I think this is absolutely terrifying. And it's, again, with the high, you know, with the technology, with the cameras that you have today. Big Brother won't be able to hear anything that anyone ever says all of a sudden, Davis said, but it's possible that you could use this to discover sound in situations where you couldn't before. It's just adding one more tool for those forensic applications. I think it's mind-boggling and scary that you can use technology. It's, you know what, this is like out of a science fiction movie. It's like out of Mission Impossible or something from the 60s. Or maybe MacGyver, huh? All right. The NLRB strikes again. We'll get to that and other things after 10. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.